You're listening to Off the Record, local music here on Radio K. You just caught the end of Kitty Rhombus's last set during their in-studio here at Radio K. They just released their sophomore album, Spectre with the Feast. And that sounded really, really rad, you guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
How did you guys first meet and start playing together?
Well, I met Lee. Well, I've known Ian forever.
Yeah, third grade.
Third grade.
Oh, wow.
Ian knows Jason, and through Ian.
Yeah, we were same dorm in college.
And we used to jam for a while. I would do vocals, and we had another guy who was playing drums, and that guy was not around, so Ian was in Europe, and I got a drum set and just started learning, and we met Lee on
Craigslist
yep. of all places.
Oh, wow.
Through his wife, Lisa.
And
right.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. And we all worked together at the same time.
Yes, at one point we all worked at the same place.
Oh, wow.
Right, Captel in Madison.
So, yeah, we were doing that for a while with just the three of us while Ian was in Europe, and that was, kind of a start, and then Ian got back, and it kind of just, we became what we are now, I guess. We kind of were fleshed out.
Well, we recorded an album in less than a year and went on tour, and then...
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. I was going to ask, it's been almost 4 years, right, since you released your first album, Lips and Arms, and I was kind of wondering, what's different for you guys now since that first album?
Well, half of us live in Madison, so it's not as easy to just be practicing. So, we work on stuff when we're together and when we have the time. And so it takes a little longer if we're not in the same immediate vicinity.
Yeah, definitely. Half of you guys live here, half of you live in Madison. Is there sort of a clear difference between playing shows here and playing shows in Madison? I don't know.
I would say so. I mean, things, I guess, have changed a lot since we, we're playing in Madison pretty regularly. A lot of the bands we knew there are not there anymore. And it was kind of a situation where when you would play a show there, it seems like the majority of the people who would come to your shows would be the other bands that you would go see. And for us, I think a lot of those bands have moved on to other cities. So when we play there, it's kind of, there aren't as many familiar faces. Whereas here is kind of a similar situation where there's a really good camaraderie between local bands that we know, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we play here, there are a lot more familiar faces, I would say.
Yeah, but that's cool because, you go back to a place where we were playing for, 5-6 years, and there are people you never see before, at the show, and
that's
cool. It's kind of like, wow, well, I guess we should keep on doing this.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. So I know you guys don't really like to stick to, one or define yourselves or maybe restrict yourselves by one particular genre. So what sorts of sounds and tones would you say are characteristic of Kitty Rhombus?
Abrasive.
Yeah.
For one.
I don't know. Some people, sometimes they get all psychedelic, right?
People are saying our new record sounds more psychedelic in general, just psych rock kind of more.
Sure.
I've always approached, I thought to begin with in the band that we would be psychedelic, but not as the genre, but as the experience of it.
Definitely.
So whatever we do is trying to alter alter kind of what you think about music and what you think about performance or whatever, and tones and sounds and dissonance and harmony.
Mm-hmm.
We try to do it all together, so it's organic.
Cool. What were some of, I guess, maybe you kind of just touched on this a little bit, but what were sort of the various ideas that went into making this new album? Did you approach it differently than the first one?
What did we do?
Well, we had to have Jason record it. That's one thing.
Yeah.
That was different.
Yeah.
I really think we get those questions, every once in a while in reviews or interviews or something. And to us, that's the thing about it, is that we're not...
We don't think about it at all.
We don't think about it.
No, right.
is that it comes, it's collaborative, and it completely comes out of not having a set idea in mind of what something should be.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. it can be anything, and it changes. Yeah.
I feel like that's a good way to approach it. So you recorded it at Hole Sweet Hole here in Minneapolis.
That's my basement.
That's your basement. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you. I don't really know about that too much, but I guess. So you self-recorded it then?
Jason
did, yeah. Yes.
Can I tell you, I want to tell him about why it's called Hole Sweet Hole.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, because I used to have this little, it's like a little plaque, and it had these, they're mice. It's a little mice family.
Little den.
And it's a funny thing, because it's this woodcut, and it's like painted on, but then there's like paper that sticks out. So it's like... the mice are sitting in front, and they got a little thing. Instead of saying home sweet home, it says hole sweet hole.
And like the dad's reading a newspaper, and the mom's knitting or whatever.
Yeah.
So wherever we record, whether it's going to be, if it's a home recording, no matter whether it's in Wisconsin or Minnesota, it'll be called Hole Sweet Hole.
Nice. The last thing I wanted to ask you about was the album artwork. I think it's really cool, and I was just sort of wondering who designed it and what exactly is that a picture of on the front?
Ha.
Oh, should I tell everyone? Everyone's going to start asking.
No, it's a secret.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. Somebody's going to know. Somebody's going to see that and be like, oh, I know I've seen that before.
I'll tell you that it's just a photograph that I took.
All right. Sounds good. That's fair.
And my girlfriend Celeste and our friend Deanna helped us put together the layout design stuff.
Nice. Yeah. Cool. Well, is there anything else you would like to add for our listeners?
We're going to play with a great, 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 awesome, actually psychedelic band called Linear Downfall at the Hexagon on April 26th.
Cool.
That's a Saturday. And they're such a great band. They recorded a song. They recorded a King Crimson song with the Flaming Lips.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so, and we're huge King Crimson fans. So, yeah, that's, I just wanted to let everyone know.
Awesome.
Yeah. And we'll have our tapes and CDs available at that show.
And shirts.
And shirts.
Great. So you're listening to, you just heard Kitty Rhombus wrap up their session here on Radio K. They just released their second album, Spectre at the Feast, on March 1st. And like Ian just mentioned, they're playing a show on April 26th as well at the Hexagon. Thanks so much for coming in, you guys.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now back to more great local music here on Off the Record.